Hello, listeners. This is Ron Watson Jones of Woodlands, Constitution Hill, Penman Mawr speaking, on August the 17th, 2015. It's just a brief reminiscence of my memories of my childhood at Tuthundee Farm, growing up at Tuthundee through the 1950s. Tuthundee, 20-acre farm, was after a struggle to raise a deposit for the mortgage from the Derbyshires, who owned Tuthundee and the land at the time. The farm was now secure in the Watson Jones family, who had actually lived at the farm as tenants since the 1880s. There was much to be done in organising the cowshed and dairies to comply with the new regulations. The milk round would continue for a while, supplied by 6 or 7 cows. Milk was eventually sold to Trwynwylfa and then to Llandairies. There would be calves and heifers, also a source of income, being sold at the Abergele markets. A good stock of Welsh mountain sheep with a knefing below Talavan. A sow that would produce at least a dozen piglets. A Saturday morning swill round in the Austin 7 van was the norm. The schools, the hotels, etc. And even to Mather's chip shop in Penmaenon. And then it would be boiled to a stew, which would last the week. Eggs from free range to start with. Then it went to deep litter. And then, of course, to battery hens, but eventually that was stopped. There was always a couple of sheepdogs on the farm. The fields had names: Cae Danty, Cae Bach, Y Boncan, Cae Canol, Cae Ysgol, Cae Plasarwon, Cae Bach Llysfor, Cae Isaf and Cae Bosfol, after the Wolverhampton civil engineer who constructed the Penman Bach Tunnel in 1932 and the Penclip Tunnel and viaduct in 1935. The field had a spring in it, so it was ideal for the plant machinery. Cae Ysgol and Cae Isaf produced corn until the mid-50s. It was in regular trips to the in the winter to the mill in Henrid. After a contract travelling thrashing machine had been to the farm in September, Cae Plas Arfon and Cae Bach Llysfor provided the hay. After the mid-50s, and no need to produce corn, Cae Ysgol and Cae Isaf became the hayfields. Camping had become a welcome bonus, so in the summer, when the sheep were up in the Cnefin on the mountains, Cae Canol was for the private tents and Cae Plas Arfon was for the boys' brigade, guides and scouts, etc. The cows would graze Cae Danty, Cae Ysgol and Cae Isaf. Tuthundee also boasted as a centre for grading point for all the wool from the surrounding farms. And the graders would come from Denby, and of course they were the buyers as well. Veg grown at Tuthundee, potatoes, peas, etc. on a rotating crop, Cae Ysgol, Cae Bach, with the two main fields. Electricity came in the early 50s. Before that it was gaslight and tilly lamps to go down to the cow shed for milking, etc. The winters of the 50s were known for their heavy snow, and after digging your way down to the cow shed, a welcoming warmth greeted you inside from the body heat of the cows. Milk twice a day, of course. Machinery was ex-horse-drawn, pulled by a Chrysler car converted to a tractor. Only the bonnet remained of the body, a shortened chassis, and boasted 2 gearboxes, 1 low ratio, and chains on the back tyres for grip. It finally gave up in 1955, and the first real tractor was purchased second hand, a 1945 Fordson Standard N, and worked till 1969. Before all this, of course, there was a horse called Dick and a mule called Polly that turned the chaffing machine. Machinery was basic, and Dad depended on David Penpara for things like corn binders, etc. And when baled hay became the norm in the late 50s, Raoul Penderfin would come and do the baling. All costing, of course. It was a good job that the camping had become so popular at the end of the 1950s. The sow ginny had to go, so a daughter was kept only producing 5 or 6 piglets, so she had to go. After a short while, weaned piglets were bought and reared to slaughter size and taken back to Abergele for selling. The milking cows had gone by the mid-60s. Hens, after the free range and deep litter, were tried then batteries, but they'd gone by the early 60s. So sheep were the only livestock by the late 60s. That worked well with the camping. Sheep on the mountain in the summer and on the fields in the winter. It was very hard work in the 50s. So the sad thing is that Mum and Dad lived rather short lives. The good thing is that Tullindy is still owned by the Watson Jones family. And oh, the Fordson is still with me, nearly 70 now, like me. Cheers, Ron.